Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. Your favorite podcast. This is Everything Else, episode 11, number 1-1. You know what it is. You know what's going on. Hello there. How's it going? What a whirlwind. What a whirlwind of feelings and emotions that I'm going through right now. By the time this is up, most likely, by the time that you're listening to this, my book is finally out. I'm not going to talk about that the whole time, so don't like click off. That's not going to be the whole discussion here. I just, you know, when you work on something for 3 years, it's very strange that it's just out. It's just there. It's just done. It's very weird. It's, you know, it's something that I talked about for a long time, and all of a sudden, oh, there it is. She's right there. Oh, she's here? Oh, okay. You'd think I'd be mentally prepared for that by now. Nope, not. No idea what that means. The whole process of it is crazy to me. Like, how is it somehow just there? Does that make sense? Like, I'm thinking, today, when you're listening to this, in theory, if you have like a Walmart, a Target, a Barnes & Noble, what have you, any of those, a Waterstones, a Books A Million, I don't know, any place that sells books, in theory, you could just walk right in and it's there. Tell me how the fuck that happens. Tell me how I scribbled some lead on paper years ago and then now it is in your local bookstore. Stephanie in Kansas City, it's there. It's right there next to you. It's a mile away from you. Go. Weird. Isn't that weird? I don't know. It's overwhelming. What a time. Thank you for the outpouring of love on it and on everything around it. I feel very excited. To be frank here, I am very excited to travel. To meet you guys, of course, but to also just like to go do something fun, to go on an adventure. You know, I'm going on a book tour to 6 different cities, 6 different states in 6 different days. Like, that's fucking cool. How cool is that? That's my job. I feel very grateful and very lucky and very excited and fortunate and all that live, laugh, love language right here. That's what I'm feeling right now. I feel like a kitchen sign. I feel like a sign in your mom's kitchen. Dreams do come true if you believe. Work hard. Eat right. Kellogg's Frosted Flakes. I don't know why that's what came to mind. Live, laugh, love. In this home, we appreciate ourselves. Don't kiss me until I've had my coffee. Whatever it is. I don't know what's in your mom's kitchen. Could be the complete opposite. I'm sure there's a sign like that in my mom's kitchen somewhere. There's always one. Just look harder. There's one there. That's what I'm feeling. Very excited. I'm like, I have little things planned along the way. In Minneapolis, I get to see my family, but like, it's going to be so fun. I get to go to a special restaurant with my sister. My sister is a foodie. She's a chef. She's worked in the culinary industry. So she had like a great recommendation for a restaurant that we're so excited to go to. It's going to be so fun. In Chicago, I know the leaves are changing there. So I get to like live my Christian girl autumn life. Dream. I get to put on my beanie and my scarf and my knit, and I get to kick one leg up and go, life is great. Welcome to my world. grateful to be here amongst these orange colors. That's what I get to do. I'm genuinely so excited to live that life. I will be live, laugh, loving across the United States. I will, and I will have no shame about it. I don't know what's going to happen, and I imagine something wild will happen in Orlando, Florida specifically. Very interested at what will happen there. You know, it's every other day you get a Florida man story, so maybe I will get to be a part of a Florida man story. Maybe I will live to tell the tale of a Florida man story. Maybe I will be the Florida man story. Gay man enters Florida, chaos unfolds. Some idiot is here for a book tour. I don't know. And we're, what can I do? Got to be creative. This is hard. Think on the spot, Connor. Come on, you got this. Dumb idiot arrives. We yell at him. Sure, we'll move on from that. Idiot, dumb idiot. That reminds me, before I turned on the camera and the microphone, I was thinking, by the way, this is going to be a totally all over the place podcast. I'm not going to talk about news. I'm just going to go free flowing. It's Sunday. I don't normally record anything on Sunday, but because I'm leaving for tour, I have a lot to get done. So I'm going to get this done. I want to film a YouTube video. We'll see if that happens. I have to do things. Yeah, I'm an adult. I got things to clean, things to wash, things to pack, bills to pay. I'm just a mother. Maybe I am the mother with the kitchen sign. Maybe that is me. It's not my mom. Maybe that's me. Oh, full circle. Oh, let's keep talking about other things. Now we're just going to go free flowing. I have been having the most radical dreams lately. And the only thing I can attribute it to, or the only reason I think it might be happening, is one, all the things that are happening around me, a lot going on. So it's just, maybe it's stimulating my mind at night. A lot happens in the day, therefore a lot happens in my mind at night. Perhaps that is definitely a possibility. Or it's because I started taking a new melatonin because I wanted to get good sleep before the tour, and I wanted to not have like my mind wired at night, and that could be it. There's definitely a possibility. It's drugs, folks. Always a possibility. Always. The dreams have been vivid. The dreams have been action movies. Think The Hunger Games. Think Maze Runner. Just Harry Potter, even. It's just like fantastical. It's always some sort of dystopian event happening around me and me trying to solve the problem. Never really stressful, more exciting. I genuinely feel like a movie character in my dreams lately for the past couple weeks. And normally that's not the case. Normally I'm like tossing and turning. Normally the dream is about something uneventful or some sort of like past life event. I have frequent dreams of like, I'm at college and I see someone that I know in present day at college. That's weird. That's the dream. That's it. Nothing more. This one is like, I'm sitting at a cafe in Paris with people that I cannot remember. And then I look up and suddenly the sky is on fire. The sky begins lighting up with explosions around me. I grab the two people and we're running. We're sprinting through the streets of Paris. Buildings falling, sliding under cars, running, sprinting from who knows what, hiding in a bunker. What's going on? The world, what's happening? The world around me is crumbling. Oh my God, maybe I can save it. That type of shit. It's crazy. This is your brain on drugs, kids. Although I do love the melatonin, and I will continue to take it. I've been getting a good night's sleep. It's been great. It's been really exciting. In other news, I got my flu shot recently because, again, I'm going on tour and I'm going to be around a lot of people. So I got my flu shot, which you should too. A lot of people talk about, you know, there's a lot of like anti-vax talk, a lot of vaccine talk. I think it's funny. I think it will be funny to see who will get now the shot that they recommend every year. They always say, get your flu shot. Most of the time it's free. or it's very cheap. It's very accessible. You can get it anywhere. You can get it at CVS, a Walgreens, a doctor's office, anywhere. It's easy. It's accessible. But a lot of people are like, I don't need the flu shot. Nah. Never gotten the flu shot. Why would I start now? Bitch, now. Now. While we're having this heated discussion about COVID-19, now is your time to get the flu shot. I have a doctor for a dad, and he is always reminding me to get the flu shot. Takes 2 seconds, potentially saves you from a week or 2 weeks being knocked down by influenza, or worse, dying. A lot of people die from influenza. Not a good look. In this economy, dying? No time for that. Mm-mm. That's not on my bucket list. I can't live, laugh, love from hell. Mm-mm-mm. Flu shot. Get your flu shot. While I was getting my flu shot, I was reminded of how obnoxious Americans are. Shout out to my international audience. I'm sure you can agree with this. What is it with Americans and oversharing? Ironic, considering I'm making a podcast about myself and what I'm going through. But what is it with more so Americans oversharing in public spaces to strangers that don't ask for it? I guess you coming to this podcast, you're kind of asking for me to share, maybe not overshare, but to share. But like, I was in the office getting a flu shot. Okay, I'm lying. I wasn't a flu shot. I was in a CVS. Why am I trying to make myself sound fancy? I went to fucking CVS to get the flu shot. Accessible, easy, happen. And the way that they do it is a little bit kind of, a little sketch. It's a little sus, not gonna lie. You just kind of sit in a chair right in front of everyone and they just stab you and then you're on your way. The man ahead of me getting his flu shot was just like, trying to make conversation with the doc, not even conversation, was just trying to engage the doctor, or I guess the pharmacist, probably more likely, and was just like being like, "So how's it going?" The pharmacist was like, "It's fine, it's busy." He's like, "Yeah, I'm busy too. Yeah, I'm very busy. So yeah, I mean, I was busy on the phone the other day talking to my brother-in-law. He's a neo-Nazi now." Sir, what? Yeah, ever since Trump, I don't know, I just can't communicate with him anymore. He's kind of lost it. What, ma'am? We are literally in a CVS. The vitamins, the multivitamins, they're right there. They are listening to this conversation along with me and a child. Just like, it was that quick. It was like, "Oh, okay, you're inserting the needle in my arm. I should tell you something no one needs to hear." It was just so unprovoked. And the doctor was like, "Wow," or the pharmacist was like, "Wow, that's crazy." Taking the needle out, putting the Band-Aid on. "Oh, wow." And he's like, "Yeah, I don't know." He just keeps going. He just keeps talking. And I'm like, why of all things are you sharing this with this poor pharmacist loud enough that me waiting in line can hear it? Just absurd. We're just a wackadoodle world we live in. We're just going to go for it. We're just going to keep bouncing around. The one thing I did want to do that I did put down just for like the fun of it today, you know, the real fun of it, the shits and giggles, you know, personality quiz. I thought a relaxing Sunday afternoon activity is, let's learn more about ourselves. You can take this quiz too. I've never taken it. I've taken the Myers-Briggs quiz, but I thought we would take one that I've never taken before. 30 questions, very easy. Do you tend to be quiet? Are you disorganized? And then you rate those from a strongly agree a little, neutral, disagree a little, to strongly disagree. Very simple thing here. And then you'll find out everything that there is to know about yourself. So I thought that would be fun. So let's give that a go. Again, we're trying to make this easy. We're trying to live our Adele moment here. Be easy on me, baby. So be easy. Personality quiz. If you want to play along, it's called the 5 538 personality quiz. No, 538. Yeah, 538 personality quiz. You can go along with me, or you can take it later, or you can just answer it while we're going, and then you don't have to figure out anything about yourself. Maybe you don't want to know. Some of us don't want to know ourselves, and that's fine. I validate that. Some days I think, I wish I could know less about me. I wish I didn't know me that well. It's too personal. I know too much. First question. Do you tend to be quiet? It really deeply depends, and this is why this is going to be difficult for me. I'm a great listener. In big social situations, I love to just sit back and listen. I was in a big meeting the other day. It was like one of 30 people, and I was like, I'm just going to listen to everyone else. I don't need to chime in unless they really need me to, because there's a lot of personalities in here. I am fine just to sit back, listen, take it all in. I'm going to say I'm a heavy neutral on that one, because I have a podcast and a YouTube channel, so clearly I don't shut up. I'm a neutral. Everyone's already going to be disagreeing with me. They're like, Pish, you're loud. You're screaming. That voice, it's echoing. Are you compassionate? And do you have a soft heart? Yeah, I'm going to agree strongly. Sometimes too compassionate to the point where it hurts me. Sometimes I'm too empathetic. Ooh, 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 ooh. No, for real. Sometimes I'm a little bit. I give people the benefit of the doubt, and then it ends up burning me. But I think it's also maybe my favorite thing about myself is my level of compassion. I'm also incredibly humble. Are you disorganized? Bish, no. Strongly disagree. Incredibly organized. Aside from this episode, or aside from this podcast in general, I'm very organized. I know exactly what I'm doing. It's all mapped out. It's a board. It's like every serial killer movie, TV show ever, where they have a board with red string connecting everything. That's just how I plan my day. Just, oh yeah, we'll find it. We'll find the path. The path is there. I know exactly how to get there. You want me to be your partner in an escape room? I will help you out. I know exactly the path. Do you worry a lot? I might have to agree a little, or I'm gonna agree a little. I'm not gonna strongly agree, because I do worry a lot. Worry? No, I have heavy anxiety. That anxiety and worrying, I think those are pretty synonymous. I worry a little. We'll put that in there. Not a lot. I think I can work myself through it pretty quickly, but I do. Worrying is definitely, I go from like calm to worrying pretty frequently, but then I go back to calm pretty frequently too. Are you fascinated by art, music, and literature? Strongly agree. Very fascinated by it all, especially literature. And go pick up a copy of House Fires. Continuing on. If you're watching, you can see it now. I don't even think I've shown it yet. Oh my God, I'm just going to show you the book. I've had it here as a visual and you can't even see it. Maybe I'll set it up. Fine, I won't take it down. I am dominant and act as a leader. I don't like the word dominant. Sounds very toxic masculinity to me. Speaking back to our pharmacy man, it's giving off just like toxic male vibes, like his brother-in-law that I wish I didn't know about. But as a leader, I'm gonna agree. I'm not dominant. Oh God, I would say I agree that like I don't mind being the leader. I think I have a strong opinion, so I don't mind being the leader. So I guess I agree. I am a leader. I am dominant. You know what? I'm going to go back to neutral. Mm-mm. I don't think I would I am happy to be, but I don't think my first decision is I must be. You know what I mean? Okay, moving on. I'm sometimes rude to others. I would hope not. I would hope nobody would actively think they're sometimes rude to others. Strongly disagree, I guess. If you know me IRL, tell me different, but I don't know why anyone would agree. Why would you actively know that you are rude to others and continue being so? Sounds fucked up to me. I have difficulty getting started on tasks. I have a lot of difficulty getting started on tasks. Once I get going, I'm the type of person that, like, I will put it off. I need a deadline. I need you to tell me when something is due. And I will have that down. I'll be like, I will get it to you. The project will get done. The paper will get submitted. The bill will get paid. It will. But it might just not begin until the very last moment. And that won't reflect on the quality of work or the timeliness of it. It just, that's my process. It's definitely my process. I have difficulty getting started on that. I agree a little for sure. I agree a little. I tend to feel depressed and blue. Well, shit. Okay. 5:30, 80. Don't call me out like this. If this was like 5 years ago, I would say agree strongly. I'm going to put agree a little. Because I do get blue sometimes, but I'm much better now. So maybe I should even put neutral here. No. My therapist has taught me better than that. Come on, Connor, analyze yourself for real. Be honest. I have little interest? No, strongly disagree. I love abstract ideas. It is absolutely baffling. Why does that sound weird the more I say it? Baffling. Still sounds weird. What a weird word. Bizarre to me that people are not open to the fact that anything is possible. I was talking about this with someone the other day. I was just thinking about how like fun it is to go through life thinking, wow, anything could happen. Anything's possible. Someone tells you something absolutely weird and freaky that you never heard of. You're like, wow, that's amazing that that is a thing. Aliens exist. Cool. We become ghosts when we die. Fucking rad. Spooky-ooky into it. Love that. Love that. Anything is possible. I love abstract ideas. I am full of energy. That's a strong... What do we define as energy? I run myself into the ground. So physical energy, yes. Social energy, girl. I don't consider myself unnecessarily like, I'm not energized to go do things a lot of the times. I'm very content just like being immobile until I need to go run or walk. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to like go hang out with people and go do things all the time. But I do have a lot of energy to run. I'm going to say neutral. I'm a neutral. I would say strongly agree if it's, do I have a lot of exercise energy, but a lot of social energy? I would say disagree a little, you know? So we're neutral there. I assume the best about people. Oh, God. I think the older I get, I haven't thought about this, actually. This is a weird one. I think the older I get, I actually don't assume the best in people. I almost, like, prepare for the worst in a weird way. No, is that true? Maybe that's just, like, my Trump COVID brain talking, where now I don't assume the best in people. But is that the actual truth, or is that the current reality that I find myself in? I assume the best in people. I don't assume shit, first of all. How dare you? I don't assume anything. That'll get you in a bad place. Never assume. Never assume. Keep your expectations at a minimum. I'm gonna have to put a weird neutral here because I need further explanation. I am reliable. I can always be counted on. I agree a little. I can't always agree. No. Nope, you know what? Nope, I always agree. I strongly agree with that. If you need me to be there for you, I will be there for you. If you need a favor from me, I will do it. If you need me to come bring you popcorn because you got in a breakup or a fight with your significant other, I'm there. One time I drove like an hour for a friend because they were having a really bad day. So I drove and I brought them tons of snacks and I was like, done. Perfect. I am the frequent, oh, you're having a bad day? Give me a FaceTime call. Let's talk, bestie. Like that's, I think that's, I strongly agree. I'm emotionally stable and not easily upset.
I strongly disagree.
Ah!
I am pretty easily upset. Not gonna lie. Ooh, feeling very vulnerable and called out right now. Disagree strongly. I guess, oh God, I hate saying strongly for anything, but yeah, no, I'm pretty easily like up and down. Like I'll be having the best day and then something will happen. I'll be like, oh God, the world is over. It's ending. And then something good will happen. I'll be like, everything's fine. Everything's right as it is. Moving on. Let's not talk about this anymore. I am original and come up with new ideas. I agree a little. I'm not going to strongly agree on that because I think we're all influenced by everything. So even just the concept of new ideas and originality doesn't really exist. It's almost impossible to be completely original nowadays because you're so exposed to, if it's like the arts, you're so exposed to so many different styles of art all the time that subliminally you're taking that in. And subliminally, you're taking little bits of it and adding it in, even without even realizing it. So you really can't be too original, and that's fine. I think that's actually, you know, what's the saying? Something flattery. Mimicry is flattery. That's not the saying. God, what is it? I don't care. I really don't care. Go easy on me. I am outgoing and sociable. Okay, maybe this is the energy one. I would say I am a little bit of a disagree there. I am very happy being alone. I am very content with it. I do need it, though. I have a threshold. It's like if I do my thing for just like a few days, 2, 3, 4 days, and I have like really minimal social interaction, phone calls here, texts here, yeah, all that, but nothing in person, I start to get ravenous. For a kickback, for a hangout. Leave me alone for 4 days, and at the end of it, I'm like, who wants to do something? What do you want to do? When do you want to do it? How about now? Let's go. I think I'm in a good mood today. I'm feeling very bright. Also, if you're watching, I have wet hair because I just got out of the shower. Anyways, I can be cold and uncaring. I don't think so. Again, that's one of those where I just can't imagine anyone wanting to actively describe themselves as cold and uncaring. Like, how could you possibly be aware that you are uncaring and be okay with that? I don't know. Doesn't that feel, isn't that something you'd want to work on? Maybe explain it to me in the comments down below if you are that way. If you're cold and uncaring, leave me a comment. I keep things neat and tidy. Girl, yes, agree strongly. My love language is order, is organization. If you love me, you will give me access to your Google Calendar. I was talking about that on a phone call the other day. Someone was like, I'm going to send out a Google Calendar invite and I will be color coordinating it because that's just what I do. And I perked up and said, I love you. Because I get a sick amount of joy on color coding my calendar and putting little things in it just as reminders. It's the best tool in the world. I am organized. I am tidy. Strongly agree. I am relaxed and handle stress well. I'm going to say neutral. As much as I say that I'm an anxious person, I do. I'm like, it depends. It's an influx. In general, it depends what kind of stress it is. If it's like one thing of stress, I'm relaxed and handle stress well. Nope, I'm going to say disagree a little. Let's be honest here. Disagree a little. I have few artistic interests. Few. I have few, meaning I don't have a lot. So strongly disagree. I have many. I prefer to have others take charge. Disagree a little, only in that... only in that I'm fine with it, but when other people take charge, I want to have my voice heard a lot of the times because I feel like I have a strong opinion on how things should be done. So I'm okay with you taking charge, but you better listen to me. Hear my voice. Okay, I am respectful and treat others with respect. I'd agree. Again, I treat others with... I think the only reason I can't say strongly agree is because I am like very opinionated. I mean, all y'all know, the big joke of it all is like I can't, as much as I would love to think that I could have a really fruitful, positive conversation with someone who has completely negative or completely opposing political views as me, I don't think I can. I think I would be very disrespectful if pushed. So I can't say strongly. I think I'll try my best and I will hold back as much as I can, but not with everyone. I think if you push me, if your opinion is like so anti what I'm about as a human being, I think I might have no choice but to bite. But to bite back. I am persistent and work until a task is finished. I agree strongly. I very frequently finish my work. I do. I feel secure and comfortable. We're almost done, by the way. I feel secure and comfortable with myself. I would say agree a little. I think if you caught me maybe 3, 4, 10 years ago, I would disagree. I would say I'm not secure and comfortable. But I think me now, I get it. I get how I work and I'm willing to change, but I also am comfortable with like where I'm at. So I'll agree a little, but I do think I have many flaws. So I can't say that I'm perfectly happy with where I'm at. I am complex and a deep thinker. I agree strongly, which feels very narcissistic compared to the others. I don't know why. I'm not like other girls. Tucks hair behind ear. I'm different. I'm quirky. I'm so weird and goofy and silly. I'm less active than other people. Strongly disagree. If you mean physically, I would assume you mean physically. I am very physically active. I tend to find fault with others. Oh, God, I don't know. I feel like that's kind of a neutral because I find fault with others. I think that's a neutral. I think it depends upon who, what, like what, like not everyone for sure. I definitely can find faults in people, but I can find faults in myself too. I'm not like always looking for a fault. Sure, analyze that. Therapists in the chat. I can be somewhat careless. I'm gonna disagree strongly, I guess. I'm very careful. I care a lot. The Netflix original movie. I am temperamental and get emotional easily. I agree a little. I think I can keep it under wraps, but I think I do get very emotional very easily. I'm not going to say strongly. I'm going to hold back just a little bit, not be too polar. Haven't we been asked this question a million times? I have little creativity. Strongly disagree. Well, shit. Okay. There's the end of the quiz. Here we go. Your big five scores. I am incredibly open to experience. Openness to experience, I got a 96 out of 100. Well, are you shitting on my dick? That's pretty high. Damn, okay. Agreeableness, I got a 79 out of 100. I got a C+.
agreeableness, which I'm okay with. I actually wish it was a little bit lower, because I don't know, that's actually probably a good place to be in. I think if I got 100 on agreeableness, I wouldn't like that. I like a healthy debate. I love playing devil's advocate. I guess that's why I like playing devil's advocate, is because I like hearing other people's opinions and thoughts, and I may not agree with them, but I'm curious about it. I definitely can't say this word. Conscientiousness. 88 out of 100, which makes sense. I do deeply consider other people's feelings, which is the devil's advocate of it all, as I'm always putting myself in someone else's shoes. We talked about this like two podcasts ago, where I'm having a debate with myself in my head of like, was that inclusive enough? Was that too broad of a statement? Did I just put my emotions on someone? I'm always juggling. That's what's going on up there all the time. Negative emotionality, 71 out of 100. I'm scoring very high here. Should I be scoring low on some of these? Jesus. Negative emotionalities, 71 out of 100. That doesn't sound very good. Not gonna lie, it's a C, so it's kind of neutral, but it's definitely high neutral. Don't know what that means. Keep going. Extroversion, 58 out of 100. I would agree with that. You know what? This is pretty, I would agree with that. Because I never say that I'm 100% an introvert. I always say I'm, what is it, an amnivert? I'm like somewhere in the middle, where I definitely need to be extroverted sometimes, but I don't prefer it. So interesting. Okay. But wait, there's more. They'll tell you about it, break it down. Let's see here. You're probably tied to several different hobbies. So for the openness to experience, you're probably tied to several different personality styles, hobbies during your life. You have a curious brain and you're actively seeking new things to explore. Totally agree. Agreeableness. You may feel a deep identification with the possibly too trusting, unfailingly polite. You could have just said unpolite. Unfailingly polite and relentlessly helpful. Okay, so your high agreeableness is associated with religiousness. Since when? And compassion. Okay, I have compassion. I have a religious background, so that makes sense. Conscientiousness. You are one of the organized, the responsible, and the possibly a wee bit boring. Read me like a fucking book. Read me like a book. Read House Fires. It's available everywhere. Listen to House Fires on Audible. Read me like a book. You literally can. Highly conscientious can be thought of as carriers of tradition. I don't think that's true. I don't really care on tradition. What? I make my own tradition. Negative emotionality, conflict in relationships doesn't have to be inherently destructive. And thank goodness for that, because your tendency towards anger, frustration, and anxiety means your relationships probably have plenty of tension. I don't have anger. I do have anxiety and frustration, though. So you know what? Again, read me like a book. Jesus. Oh, no. Extroversion. In the Big Five, being an extrovert is about engagement in the world. That includes interest in socializing and, of course, also blah, 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 blah. People who score in the middle of a trait tend to experience a little of what either people do on the poll. Okay, yeah, so I'm a little introverted, a little extroverted. You know, this was interesting. Definitely learned a few things about myself. The only thing I dislike about personality quizzes like this is, like, I need context. I need, like, a storyline before the question. Like, a very specific plot line. And that is the Virgo within me, without a doubt, to a T. I will most likely read that question and be like, well, in some cases this, in other cases this. So how could I possibly give you one answer? Very me. Very me. Maybe you learned a little more about me. Maybe you learned a little more about yourself. If you took the quiz, I'm very curious. Let me know in the comments down below. Obviously non-sponsored. Don't even know what this website is, who these people are, but definitely give it a go. I would love, you know, learn a little about yourself. Sometimes I find these thought exercises very fun, more so just for you to kind of at least try to pick a lane of like who you are as a person. It doesn't have to define you. I feel like with anything, if I took this in 5 years, it's going to be completely different from what it is now to a certain extent. But I find that it's fun to challenge yourself in that way. Or, you know, in this case, where was the, I had a few negative things there. Oh, what was the one about anger, frustration, and anxiety in your relationships probably means there's plenty of tension. I got to work on that then, because that's not a cute look at all. Or I got to find a boyfriend, a partner that can deal with that. Because I definitely have friends that can deal with it. I love nothing more than my friends are like, stop doing that. There's nothing better than having, than being such good friends with people that they can read you like a book and be like, you're doing it again. The thing that we don't like, don't do that. And, but like, not hold it against you. Great. Love that. Wish that for everyone. But yeah, again, maybe you learned a little about me. I hope you learned a little about yourself. That's been the personality quiz portion of the podcast. And we've already been going for so long that I might, you know, just get to wrap it up here. Thank you everyone for listening. This is everyone's favorite portion of the podcast, Everything Else, where I tell you just a little bit of everything else. I'm going to tell you what music, movies, and everything else that I recommend you do this week. Obviously, we'll add a new category here. The book I recommend this week is House Fires by me. House Fires. It's like 25-30% off on Amazon. So if you want a quick, easy one, Amazon will save you $7. Go type in House Fires by Connor Franta and order it. Thank you. If you want a signed copy, Connor Franta's books, ConnorFrantaBooks.com for all your copies. If you want to meet me on tour, I'm on tour right now. If you live anywhere near, let's just say states. If you live in California, Texas, Minnesota, Illinois, Florida, New York, come on down. Links below. Highly recommend it. Won't be going on tour for years. So this is the one and only chance. Meet me on tour. Excited to see you. If you want to hear me read the book, audible.com/Connor. I read the entire book. You can listen to me read the book to you. It's over there as well. For music, your boy is recommending Easy On Me by Adele. She's back. She's better. I can't say she's better than ever. She's back and she's on par with her amazing self. Love the song. Love the music video. Cried to it. Have it on repeat still. It's an instant classic. I am so deeply excited for the entire album. Love it. Adele, love to you. For movie/TV, the thing that I wanted to recommend to you is if you watch Squid Game and you liked it, boy, have I got a story for you. Alice in Borderland on Netflix is a Japanese series, and it is in a similar type genre to Squid Game. Dystopian world, game of life or death. But this one is even more fantastical than Squid Game. I am not finished with it, but I am so sucked into it. Oh my God, it's great. It's really, really, really great. I really love it. Love the story, the characters, the acting. Everything is just fantastic. So it's next level. Highly recommend it. For a quick little comment, shout out of the week, everyone, make sure you're rating the podcast. Make sure you're rating the book too, by the way. Go give it 5 stars on all platforms. Please, please, please leave a review. I appreciate you. Same with the podcast. This review is from 17, just a bunch of letters. Literally therapy. Voice therapeutic. Content amazing. Best podcast. Hotel Trivago. Yep, non-spawn. Cool, great. Comment of the week for underneath the podcast. I think we've already shouted out Kodakon, but we got another one. Connor saying this episode was all over the place. Ma'am, it's been 10 episodes and they're all like this. Call it 11, because this one was all over the place as well, and that was a part of the plan. Please go easy on me. Anyways, love y'all. Hope you enjoyed this. This is potentially the longest one yet, and I know everyone has been asking for longer episodes, so hope you enjoyed it. If you did, click the like button, leave a comment down below, tell me what you're up to, tell me how you are, tell me about your personality and your personality flaws. If you enjoyed this style of the podcast too, let me know, because I love just a free-flowing train of thought versus telling you pop culture stories. Yeah, that's really all I got, though. That's really all I got. I'm about to go on a book tour. About to go enjoy that. So, sending you all my love, all my warmth, all my peace to you. If you're in the world and you can get vaccinated, make sure to get vaccinated. Get that flu shot, too. Drink tons of water. Have a snack. You deserve it. An apple, perhaps. Delicious. Slice of pie? That, too. Get a full night's rest. Care about yourself. Love yourself. Live, laugh, love yourself. I'll see you later. Bye.